Anglican Church of Kenya, AK, Mountain Kenya West Diocese Bishop Joseph Kagunda is slated to retire from office on April 14 this year as campaigns to succeed him hots up. Kagunda was consecrated on August 8, 2004 after replacing the diocese's first bishop, the R.T., Reverend Alfred Chipman. The diocese was created in 1993 after it was subdivided from the Mount Kenya Central Diocese. Chipman was consecrated on July 6, 1993. During Kagunda's tenure, the church was marked with chaos and conflict that saw congregants exchange blows over leadership wrangles. The diocese boss was in the spotlight when he engaged in a legal battle with three priests from the church who were expelled for allegedly practicing homosexuality. AK Archbishop Jackson Ole Sapit is expected to hold a retirement service for the outgoing bishop. Afterwards, within his own discretion, will appoint a commissary who will oversee operations of the diocese before elections are held. Already, Archdeacons Edwin Mbiri, Gerald Marithi, Peter Ngumo, Samuel Mwangi, Charles Otegi, Isaac Wanji and Reverend Sospeter Kuria have expressed their interest to vie for the position. The seven candidates will be subjected to thorough vetting by the church's committee and only three of them will be selected to battle it out at the ballot. The diocese's synod will offer 16 representatives to participate in the voting exercise. The AK Synod is the governing council of the church as a body, which consists of the House of Bishops, the clergy and the laity. Archbishop Ole Sapit will nominate seven people who will also participate in the exercise. This will bring a total of 23 church representatives who will cast their votes at AK St. Peter's Cathedral in Nyeri Town. Kagunda says he unveiled the seven candidates to the church after consulting the archbishop. The candidates are all qualified to become the next bishop because they are individuals that I have personally mentored and offered them opportunities to serve in various capacities within the church, said Bishop Kagunda via a phone interview. He said that he has held several meetings with the candidates to enlighten them on how the transition process is done in accordance with the church's stipulated regulations. I have no doubt in my mind that the process will be peaceful and smooth because the candidates are well prepared. I wish them all the best, he said. Rev. Sospeter Kuria, a candidate yearning for the seat, says he aims at introducing his expertise as a lawyer and a priest to the church. As a transformative learned friend, I will bring a lot of wealth to the church as a priest and a lawyer by embracing the adherence of scriptures as well as the legal system. I have been doing pro bono legal awareness forums not only in AK but also in other churches so as to promote ecumenical cohesion, Rev. Kuria, who has served as a priest for 17 years, said. In January last year, Ole Sapit appealed to the church to ensure that there is a peaceful transition after Bishop Kagunda's exit from office. We had deliberations in ensuring the process is done properly and all systems are followed. There will be no interference with whoever the parishioners from the region decide to elect, Ole Sapit said at Kagongoini AK Church in Athaya. After the elections of the new diocese head will be held, the winner will automatically assume the position of a bishop-elect. The archbishop will make an announcement of the date for his consecration. Ole Sapit will later conduct a special service of consecration and enthronement for the new bishop.